Okay, we're on Daf Yudalit. That's your Daf Yudalit. I'm going to begin on Yudgimel Beis. Hello. Oh, you're leaving tomorrow. Okay, welcome. Yeah, Yudgimel Beis in the Mishnah. Okay, on page 26, line 5. Everybody with me? Yeah, the Mishnah, there's only one Mishnah on Yudgimel Beis. So, Manitin, this talks about a person who accepts upon himself more than one term of Naziris and how when they begin and how do you kind of parley the two of them together? So, Manitin, Hareni Nazir, V'Nazir Shali Ben. So, a person says he accepts upon himself a neder to be a Nazir, which we assume to be 30 days. And then he says, in addition to which, V'Nazir Shali Ben. When I have a male child, I'm also going to be a Nazir for 30 days. It Chil Monad Shalo. So, he began his first term of Naziris, began the 30 days. And then, while he's in the middle of his 30 days, his wife gives birth to a male child. We'll assume it takes place 20 days downrange. So the Tana of the Mishnah says, Mashlim Shalo. So first he completes the first term of Naziris, the 30-day Naziris. And then he'll begin a new term of Naziris for his sons. So he begins the term of 30 days, completes the term of 30 days, brings the korban out, gets a haircut, and then he begins the second term of 30 days for his son, and then gets a haircut and brings the korban and gets a haircut at the conclusion of that. That's pretty straightforward. All right, now, the second case in the Mishnah, Hareni Nazir Shali Ben. Now here he says, first he says, Hareni Nazir Shali Ben. Now he flips the order. He says, I'm Nazir when my wife gives birth. The Nazir. And then he says, I'm also accepting upon myself another term of Naziris. So meanwhile, his wife hasn't given birth. So Hitchil Moned Shalo. So he begins counting the second Naziris, which is the plain term, 30. He begins the counting. Bacharkach Nulad Lo Ben. And then let's say when he's 20 days downrange, his wife gives birth. So here, the Tana of the Mishnah says, Maniachet Shalo. He's going to put aside his count for his own. He began to count 30 days. Then 20 days down, Mazel Tov, his wife gave birth. So the Tana says that he's going to begin a new count. For the son, he says, and then he counts the son, and then he'll complete his own. So here, the Rashi brings down two shitot, how to understand the halacha in this Mishnah. The first shot the Rashi has is he'll count 20 days, then he'll count 30 days for Naziris for his son, then he'll complete the 10 days for his own Naziris, and then at the conclusion of both terms, he'll bring two sets of korbanot, and he'll get a haircut. That's the first sheet in the rush. Okay? That's the first sheet in the rush. The second sheet in the rush is that he'll begin his term 20 days. Then he'll complete the term for his son 30 days. At the completion of the 30 days for his son, he'll bring korbanot and get a haircut. And then he's got 10 days left on the other one, but he has to have at least the 30 days growth of hair, so he'll do another 30 days of the growth of the hair, and then he'll bring the korban out and get a haircut there, okay? But we'll go with the first way. Okay, who's had questions, comments, thoughts on anything I did in the Mishnah? Everybody good? All right, I'm going on. All right, so now let's take a look at the Gemara, 5 lines from the bottom, 6 lines. So Gemara, by Rava asked the following question, Amar Hareni Nazir Lakar Estrim Yom. Let's say a person says, there's a different case, for instance, I'm a Nazir. Let's say it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He says, I'm going to be a Nazir in 20 days. On the 20th of Shvat, I'm going to begin a term of Naziris. But from today, I'm a Nazir of 100 days. This is a little confusing. Which comes first and how do you kind of juggle them all together? So, Mar, what's the halacha? So, the Gemara now analyzes it. Came on the lane, Mea, Beshim Lo Shalman. In other words, today he says he's beginning a term of 100 days. But we know he won't be able to complete it because he has the other term that's going to come in first. So he says, so since in the 20 days he can't complete the 100 days, lo chaylin, do I say the 100-day Naziris doesn't begin? In other words, he'll have to wait 20 days, do his regular Naziris for 30 days, and then begin the 100-day Naziris. That would be one way. Oh, Dilma, or maybe, he may need like Yidul Seir or the Basof, or maybe I could say like this. Look, even if he does, let's assume he does 20 days with the 100 term Naziris. Then he does 30 days with his Nazirus that he undertook. And then let's assume even if he completes that 30 days, so, and then he could get the haircut and bring the korban out, but he still has 80 days left on the other Nazirus. He says, the basof chayla, so maybe he came into the Gidol stay on the basof. So since he's going to have enough time afterwards for Gidol Sear, for the growth of the hair. In other words, there's two ways to do this. Again, there were two Lashonos we learned earlier, so it's totally what we said before. You know, I jumped the gun a little bit by saying that he cuts the hair and brings the korban out. So it could be that he's going to bring the korban out after all of them. In other words, after both segments, or breaking in the middle, like we said before. But going with the idea that he's going to bring all the korban out afterwards. But the idea is that if there's enough, there's already 30 days going to be left over, more than 30 days left over after he does the one term of the Zeros, that's chashuv to him. He's happy with that. So maybe I could say, indeed, he'll do 20 days, then he'll do the 30 days in the Zeros, then he'll do 80 days, and he's happy with that deal. In other words, the 80 days works for him. He says, so that's what the Gemara is from Supa. So the question is, do we say that the 100-day Naziris gets started right now? Or do I say that he's got to do the 30-day Naziris and then the 100-day Naziris will begin? So the Gemara, maybe the 100-day Naziris begins now, and then he'll do 80 days later on, and that's good with him. So the Gemara says, why are you bothering with 30 days and 100 days? Why don't we do a simple case? Let's say he accepts two terms in Naziris, two 30-day terms in Naziris. He does 20 days in one, and then he says the same thing, the next one will begin on day 20, and then he does 30 days, and then he's got 10 left over at the end. Why don't we ask that question? So the Gemara says, meaning, the Gemara is asking one question built on the other question. So the top line now on Yudal and Amin Aleph, 14a, the top line, in Timsal Omar, Nazirim Wetet, if you would argue that Nazirim Wetet came into Asar Yomin, who diatrin, so with the Nazirim Wetet, he would do 20 days, then he says, 20 days from now, I'm going to be Nazir. Meanwhile, I'm a Nazir from today. So let's assume he does 20 days now, then he does his 30-day Nazirus beginning in 20 days, and then he's got 10 days left on the first Nazirus. So maybe you said, since there's only 10 days left, so he doesn't consider that to be so chashuv. So in which case, we would say that being the case, so the no Nazirus would begin today, we'd wait 20 days, begin the Nazirus for 30, and then after that, begin the other 30. That would be one way to go. But even if assuming that is the case, the way I just said it, but Vaday Nazir Me'ayom, it's certainly the case of a person who says he accepts upon himself in the Zeus for 100 days, even did like Taman and Yomin Labasov, since he's got 80 days left over at the end, Salkin Lay. In other words, he considers that to be Chashuv and he'd be good with it. So even if I assume that in the first case, 30 and 30, the person would not want to begin the first 30 days and then break off 20 days later. He wouldn't want it. There's only 10 days left over. He doesn't like that. It's not Chashuv, the 10 days at the end. So, but with the 100 days, that would work for him. Oh, no, or maybe even the 100 days wouldn't work, and we'd say everything's got to get pushed over. Let me do a few more lines, and then I'll pause, and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? Dintim Salomar, Thiley, and if you assume, in the last case, that the 100 days of Nazirus does begin today, and then it breaks off in the middle, Amar, Harina Nazir Lafar Esfiniyom, let's say a person says, I'm a Nazir, same thing as before, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. A person says I accept upon himself in the Zeros beginning 20 days from now, on the 20th of Shvat, who may have Shav Nazir Olam. But from today, he's a Nazir Olam. Now, Nazir Olam is Nazir in perpetuity. And remember, he gets to shave maybe, or the haircut once a year, maybe. You lose Machloket, well, once a week, once every 30 days, once a year, but he's Nazir Olam. So, Ma, what's the halakha? Now, if he's a Nazir Olam, so then he's not going to have any other Naziris once he's in a zero lum. So he says, I'm going to be in a Nazir in 20 days, but today I'm in a zero lum. Once he's in a zero lum, he's not going to be this other term in Naziris. In other words, if he's in a zero lum, he's in a Nazir for the rest of his life. That's what he's saying, except he gets to take a haircut once a year. So if he says, I'm in a Nazir in 20 days, but I'm in a zero lum from today, so do we say he's in a Nazir Olam from today, in which case the other Nazirus is never going to be Saul? He says, Mo, Michaela Ale Olo. Do we say do we say that that other term of Mezirus, that 20, the one that he said begin in 20 days, that be begin at all? So one second, let me make sure I got that right. One second. Yeah, so does the Nazir Olam take effect immediately, what we're saying, right? So I didn't say right. So in other words, so again, he says he's a Nazir in 20 days, but today he's a Nazir Olam. So do I say that once he's a Nazir Olam, that's it. It's not going to be other Naziris. So do I say that the Nazir Olam gets pushed off till he does his other Naziris, then he's a Nazir Olam? Or do I say he's a Nazir Olam and the other thing falls by the wayside? Mahu. Michaela Leolo, just a Nazir Olam Chal. So then, in Tim Silomar, the Gemara says, in Tim Silomar, Acha came to Esher Lechulei Chayla. Maybe it's like this. With the Nazir Olam and the garden variety Naziris, so he can go to a Chacham and he'll be Matil the Neder from the garden variety Naziris. So he could begin as Nazir Olam, then go to a Chacham regarding the other Naziris, and the other Naziris can be vacated, and then he can continue marry on his way with the Nazir Olam. So maybe the Nazir Olam will begin. That's one way. So maybe. Then it says, but Hamar Harin Nazir Shimshon, let's say he says, I'm a Nazir Shimshon, this is a little different. Lachar Eshrinyo. Let's say he says, here it's different. So before he says, I'm a Nazir Olam from today, but in 20 days, I have a regular term of Naziris. So he said, the regular term he could vacate. Maybe he is a Nazir Olam from today. Now the Gemara says, let's say he says he's a Nazir Shimshon after 20 days. Now, Nazir Shimshon, he can't cut his hair, but he gets to be, but he's in perpetuity. Once he's a Nazir Shimshon, is for life, but he's a Nazir Shimshon can never be vacated, but he can be Mitami to make him. So let's say he says, after 20 days, I'm a Nazir Shimshon. But he says, Umeyachshav, Nazir Stam. But today, I'm a plain Nazir. He says, Mahu. So what's the halacha in this case? Hachalo Efshar Lishulei. So here, he can't ask to be vacated from the Nazir. In other words, before, Nazir Olam, in the previous case, he was getting Nazir Olam from today. And then he had a regular term of Nazirus breaking in the middle. But that, he could go to a Chacham to be matirit. Here, he's saying he has a regular term Naziris beginning now, but he wants the Nazir Shimshon to begin in 20 days. Now, Nazir Shimshon, he can't ask Shiloh for it. So that definitely is going to begin in 20 days. So he's stuck with that. So he says, Mahu Hakalov Shalat Shulei Michaila Olo. So it means to say the first term starts. So in other words, once he's a Nazir Shimshon, that's for life. So now he's saying, I want to be a regular Nazirus now. But the regular Nazirus is going to be broken in by this Nazir Shimshon. He'll never be able to complete the regular Nazirus. So do we say it begins or not? So that's the question. So Mifalo Lo. Okay, so that's the way the Gemara leaves this question. Okay, let's just pause and let's digest what we just did. And we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so the basic idea we've been asking is when a person accepts upon himself, you know, more than one type of Nazirus or more than one term of Nazirus, and they both conflict with one another, how do we divvy up what he does and doesn't do? That's basically what we've been discussing. Okay, so we started off the discussion with the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we had two cases, one where he was accepting upon himself a term of Nazirus, and the other a Nazirus when his son is born. So if he said, I'm a Nazir, and then I'm a Nazir when my son is born, so we said that was straightforward. We'll do a regular term of Nazirus, and then if his son is born midway down the stream, we'll do a term of Nazirus after that. That was fine. That was the simplest case. Then the next case was, he says himself a term of Nazirus when his son is born, and another term of Nazirus. So now, meanwhile, the son's not born, so he begins the regular term. And then, while he's in the regular term, the son is born. So where does this leave him? So the Tana Mishnah says, so he's got to break off his first term of Nazirus, do the one with the son, and then he'll complete the regular Nazirus after the son's Nazirus is done. So the first shot, the way the Rosh had it, is then after 60 days, in essence, he'll bring two sets of korbanot and cut his hair. That was the way that went. Okay, that was the case of the Mishnah. Okay, then in the Gemara, Rabbi asked the question, what if a person says, I'm a Nazir in 20 days, but from today, I'm a Nazir for 100 days. So what's the din? So if he begins 100 days now, he's going to have a break in the middle with this other term, the Zerus. So do I say the 100-day term gets pushed off because he can't complete the 100 days? Because he says in 20 days, I'm a regular term, the Zerus. So do I say the 100 days will get pushed off till he does the regular term series, which will begin in 20 days? Or do I say, let him begin the 100-day Naziris now, and then 20 days downrange, he'll begin his regular term Naziris, and then he'll complete the other 80 days after the other term? So this is far to say that, because he's got like a nice piece afterwards, like the way if you assume that there's, you know, brings the two sets of korbanos to the end, and then he gets the haircut at the end. So it's a nice piece of time at the end. So Mela, it could be that would be the Sfara. But then the Gemara says, why do I need that case? Why don't we ask for the case? Let's say he just accepts upon himself two terms. He says he's going to be a Nazir in 20 days, but he's also going to be a Nazir from today. So do I say he begins today's Naziris, even though the one in 20 days will break in or not? So the Gemara says, one question is built on the other. So if I say, where I have two 30-day terms, so this is far to say that the first term would not begin because he doesn't want to leave 10 days at the end. It's not a chashuv amount of time. So maybe you would wait till 20 days, begin one term, complete it, and then complete the other term. And assuming that is the case, though, but if you have a 100-day term, maybe it would be different because of that. Okay, that was the first part. Then the Gemara said, assuming that with the 100 days that he begins 100 days right away, so then what if he accepts upon himself a Nazir, a regular Nazir is in 20 days, but he says from today I'm a Nazir Olam, today I'm a Nazir in perpetuity. So once he's a Nazir in perpetuity, he's not going to be the regular Nazir. So how do I handle that? So there's a way that I could say, maybe you could say he should begin a Nazir Olam from today, and the other one he'll go for Shelus Chacham, and that'll be the end of it. That could be one way to sort that out. And then the Gemara says, even assuming that is the case, let's say a person says differently. He says, I'm a regular Nazir from today, but in 20 days I'm going to be a Nazir Shimshon. And Nazir Shimshon is also in perpetuity, but obviously the Nazir Shimshon would break into the first term. And once he's in the Nazir Shimshon, he's not going to do any other Naziris because that's in perpetuity. And there's no Shayla by the Naziris of Shimshon. So how does that play out? So the Gemara leaves that as a question. Okay, that's where we're at, up to. Okay, everybody happy? Wait. He says he's going to be a Nazir Shimshon in 20 days. And then he says he's also going to be a regular Nazir from today. So how should he do this? And then he'll never do the other Naziris. In other words, let's go back. It says, so the question is, is the regular Naziris chal? In other words, if he having accepted all these Naziris, does he even, you know, anticipate even starting that other one?
Does not change 30 days.
Right. So, right. In other words, he's saying once he's in Nazir Shimshon, he'll never be able to complete the other one. Right. But you were saying maybe he should just ask just talk him for the other one, for the one that he could ask for. Yes.
Can't ask
no, for the other one. For the other one. He says here, 1 second. He says, this is in footnote 9. Do we say the standard term nevertheless begins now, and the person is in a Z right away, even though he will never finish? Or do we say, since the term can never be completed, does not take effect in the first place? If so, then for the next 10 to 20 days, it's not an Azir, so it becomes an Azir Shimshon. That's the way he takes it here. Okay.
What's the 100 days? What's the magic 100 number? Wouldn't the same finish have been 50?
with if 50 days would have worked as well. No. With 50 days would have worked as well. Right. I don't know why you picked 100. I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. All right. Now the Gemara says, Amar Kemosha B'Shabbat Adar Mai. Now, one last question the Gemara has. Let's say a person says, I'm going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th of Adar. So there's different ways to understand this line in the Gemara. One way to understand it, which is the way the Rush takes it, if you look at the Rush on the lower left-hand corner in the Perisha Rush, he says, Amar Kemosh B'Shabbat Adar Mahu, Mirmin Dahavi Kabbalat Nazirut. Do we say that that sentence is an acceptance of the Nazirut? He says, the Mestama B'Yom Shinit Par Moshe Rabbeinu, turn page in the Rush, Rabu Nozrim Nazirut, Machman Tsar. Do we say that when Moshe Rabbeinu died, many people accepted upon themselves the Nazirus out of sorrow? Odilma lo shere gam b'shabbat adar no lad. Or maybe do I say when like Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th of Adar, that's his birthday? So one way to understand the question: when a person says I'm like Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th of Adar, does he mean saying that he's mekabel nazirus, or does he mean like he's going to have a party? That's the question. He says, Amar Moshe B'Shabbat Adar. He says, I'm going to be like Moshe Rabbeinu on the 7th of Adar. No, he could have said it on Rosh Chodesh Adar. Whenever the day he says, on that, that's the way I'm going to be. Now, he says, he quotes over here, Rashi explains, this is the Daf Digest, or the Aladach rather, the Aladach. Rashi explains the 7th of Adar was the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's death, and in mourning over the leader's passing, many people abstained from wine. The Meiri explains that the Gemara's questions the validity of such a Nazirus declaration, because the people were not actually Nazirim, they merely abstained from wine out of sorrow and mourning. So this is a different way of learning. In other words, in the Rashi, he says, if you look, it's like six lines from the bottom in the Rashi, Amar Reini Kemosha B'Shvabadar, the Mashra Kemosha Nifsar B'Shvabadar, the Shuvlo Shatayayin, Miyavad Shon Nazirus Lo. That, you know, he doesn't drink wine. It means that people in mourning don't drink wine. So the Meiri explains the worst question of such a Nazirus declaration is that people were not actually Nazirim. They merely abstained from wine out of sorrow and mourning. The Meiri concludes such declaration is not deemed a declaration of Nazirus since people were not Nazirim. You know, it's interesting, though, but I think the Gemara learns that actually we give wine, you know, to Sheikhar obey, you know, give it to a person. But I think it means, you know, when a person's in aninus, they would abstain from wine. I think when a person's in aninus, he doesn't eat meat or drink wine. I think that's what he means. Or else he means that maybe with time of rebellion, he abstain from wine. I don't know. Alternatively, Tosfos postulates there were many people who formerly declared themselves to see him on the day of Moshe's death, as it means expressing the grief, so it's in the rush as well. More questions, but assume that a person refers to the 7th of Adar refers to the day of Moshe's passing, and the Nazirim that were declared on that day, or perhaps to the day of Moshe's birth, the day of celebration, that occurred on the 7th of Adar. That, you know, is in Yad Yoma, because I remember with Haman, he draws the lots, and he was happy that the lot came on Adar, because he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu had died in Adar, and the Gemara says he didn't realize that Adar was the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born. Now, the Briskarav offers another interpretation of the Gemara's query. We learned above on Dab Zion that the minimum Nazirus term is 30 days. And if one declares himself a Nazir for only one day, he becomes a Nazir for 30 days, because Nazirus for less than 30 days is not possible. One who declares, I am hereby a Nazir like Moshe on the 7th of Adar, means to say that he wants to become a Nazir on the day of his death. It's a different Hesber. So he says, I'm like Moshe on the 7th of Adar, meaning he's declaring himself a Nazir on the day that he dies. He says, the Gemara wonders whether such a declaration is void, since it is a Nazirus whose term by definition is only one day, and the Nazirus term must be at least 30 days. On the other hand, perhaps the Nazirus takes effect, even though it lasts for only one day, since he declared a saint of Nazirus and did not expressly declare one day Nazirus. The Rambam rules regarding one who declares, I'm Nazir one day before my death, the Nazirus takes effect, and he must conduct himself as a Nazir his entire life. Right, so if a person says he's a Nazir one day before he dies, so every day he's got to observe Nazirus. Since he does not know the time of his death, he must treat each day as if it is his last, and he must therefore must constantly observe the laws of Gezeiros. Now, the Minchas Chinuch questions the source of this halacha, since generally it is not possible for one to become a Nazir for less than 30 days. The Briska Rav explains the source of the Rambam's halacha is our Gemara. Rambam is of the opinion that since this Nazir did not expressly limit his term to one day, but rather declared himself a standard Nazir, it is a valid Nazirus, even though he stipulated that the Nazirus should not take effect till the day of his death. In other words, a person says he's going to be a Nazir one day before he dies, but the term he accepts is the 30-day term, but one day before he dies. Even though his death will inevitably prevent him from completing his full 30-day term, the Nazirus takes effect because he accepts upon himself a standard Nazirus. Now, he's stuck with being a Nazir. Now, the Gemara also has, if a person says, I'm a Nazir, I think on the day that when David comes, the day the Mashiach comes, so he has to observe Nazirus, because every day the Mashiach could come. All right, now, he has a piece here, this is in the Morot Daf Yomi about Nazir Shimshon, which was a little more contemporary issue. So we say, Nazir Shimshon, you're in for life, but you just get to be kind of the Beitim. So, Minchas Yitzchak, that's Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Weiss, he passed away. So, he says there was a young Jewish man who wasn't observing Torah Mitzvot, and he wandered around like the ends of the earth and searching after the meaning of life. Oh, where did you hear this? You heard it? Who said this?
Not sure.
All right.
Rabbi Smilly or Rabbi
did they quote the Morot Dafyomi? All right. Anyway, so he says, anyway, his travels took him to the Far East.
No, and it's a tshuva.
One second of getting it from the Minchas Yitzchak, we're coming to it.
No, but it's okay.
All right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So his travels led him to the Far East, and there he encountered like non-Jewish people in Kuvot Zara. And then one day, Erev Rosh Hashanah Tafshin Lamedav, which would be in the fall 1975, this young Jewish Israeli fellow entered the shul in the city of Bombay, or Mumbai in India. When he heard the piyut, Okeid Habaneh Kadol Zbeach, I know some piyut about the Akeda. So in his heart, he got aroused, he was crying. And he thought, you know, I'm Jewish. I shouldn't be following, you know, all these other strange places. My place is in the heart of Judaism. So he rushed back to Eretz Israel and decided to become a good Jew. It was based on his limited knowledge. But but his questions didn't cease. In Eretz Israel, he got involved with this Messianic Jews. So one of the days when he was reading in Tanakh, he was impacted when he read about Shimshon HaGibor, and he decided to incorporate upon himself the Zirut Shimshon. And one of the things that that moved for him was this life that he had seen when he was in these far lands of the Far East, where you're sort of off or whatever, doing a life off the beaten path. So anyway, after a period of time, Zoka had come to the true Yiddishkeit. It was Choser B'tshuva Shlema, but he had this Nazirus that he accepted upon himself, and it caused him to be distant from everybody. He's busy, growing his hair, not cutting it, and so forth. So the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Yitzchak Weiss, was asked how to judge this case. Can we not be matir his Nazirus Shimshon? Or maybe this, rare thing, there's some grounds to vacate it. So the Minchas Yitzchak and his tshuva relied on different svaras to to be vacating this neder of Shimshon. He says it was clear that his Kabbalah Nazirus was mistaken. Some poskim hold that Nazirus is not chal. I guess maybe he didn't know what he was doing, this, that, the other. Secondly, in this instance, we should matir it, a sort of mitzvah. Some poskim hold that under those circumstances, even Nazirus Shimshon could be vacated. And since his strange appearance is pushing everybody away and his kids are having a difficult time finding, blending in, that's like a tzorach mitzvah. And the third thing is, based on the description, it sounds like in that period of time when he came back from India, he was so vermished and he didn't know what was coming off, and he didn't know about what he's doing with the darim. So Minchas Yitzchak is Messiah, that this svara is machriyat b'mekil. That's b'mekil. Now, in the end, he concludes that it should be matir the neder, and even though the Radbaz lived centuries earlier, that even in the Mikrim, when you need to be matir in the Nazir Shimshon, we don't do that. So people shouldn't say that Nazir Shimshon is subject to Hatara. Nevertheless, Minchas Yichud says in our day, Nazir Shimshon is really, we never see it around. You mat here and you don't have to worry about the Zayr that maybe people would make though when Nazir Shimshon. Okay, who's your questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, I'm going to move on in the Gemara. Okay, Yud Dalet Amud Aleph. We're 6-8 lines from the bottom. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Pshot minayu kabaita." So the Gemara says we can at least resolve. So the Gemara said, "My, so pshot minayu kabaita." At least the first question we can resolve. And now we're going to quote a brisa. Harini nazir lachar esrim yom. If a person says I'm a nazir in 20 days, umeyachshav meayom, and from today I'm a nazir for 100 days. That was the first question we had in the Gemara. The rabbi asked, "Mone esrim." He counts 20 days with Naziris, v'acharkach mone shloshim, and he does 30, v'acharkach mone shmonim kedei lahashlim Nazirut Rishona. And then he completes the first Naziris. So, right, that's it. So he says, now, okay, to that we resolve. Now the Gemara has a different situation. Now, if you remember, in the Mishnah, the second case in the Mishnah, a person said, he said he's Nazir when his son is born, and then son wasn't born yet, and he says he's a regular Nazir. So the Talmud Mishnah says he'll begin counting the regular Nazirus, and then when the son is born, he'll do that Nazirus, and then he'll go back to his Nazirus. So now the Gemara says, Nitma b'mei b'no. Let's say, so again, he accepted upon himself a Nazirus, let's say, of 30 days. 20 days downrange, his son is born. Now he begins another term of Nazirus. And then the game plan is that he's going to complete his Naziris after the 30 days. That's the game plan. 20, right, that's the game plan. But then in the middle of the 30 days for his son, he became Tame, means Tame Mate, or whatever the circumstances were, he became Tame Mate. Now, Tame Mate, the days you have to go down are bankrupt. So the question is, what about, how does that impact the first, in other words, he did a first term of Naziris for 20 days, then put that on pause, now he's doing 30 days. Now in the middle of the 30 days, it becomes Tamei Mate. So the 30 days ago, whatever he did, it's going down the tubes. What about the first 20 days? Can he bank that or not? So he says, Nitma b'dei b'no, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Soter. Rabbi Yochanan Soter means he's even Soter the first 20. Everything is going down the tubes. Rishlak Shamar Inosoter. Shach says, no, the first group he can hold on to. Yochanan Amar Soter, Yochanan says everything goes down the tubes, not a Nazir and a Rithahi. It's like Sof Kol Sof. It's like one big Naziris. In other words, going, and there's no difference between the first and second Naziris, so it's all going down the tubes. Rishlak Shamar Inosoter is Ziriti De Lechud, Udebre Lechud. Shach says each one is like hermetically sealed from the other one. So the first one is one Naziris. He became Tommy the second Naziris. That impacts that. It doesn't impact the first day. So he says, now, turn page. Now, on the top line on Yudal and Amadeus. Now, a different case, Nitma b'meit sarato. Now here, it's just let's say he's a regular Nazir for 30 days. And then during the 30 days, he becomes a Mitzora. So the Gemara is going to learn later on, when you're a Mitzora, it puts like everything in abeyance. In other words, the clock stops, and then when you get out of Tzara'at, so continue on with it. So let's say Nitma b'mei Tzara'ato, he became now he's a Mitzora, and now while he's a Mitzora, so anyway he's an Avatuma, he becomes Tamei Mei when he's a Mitzora as well. Well, while he's a Nazir, no. Again, let's slow it. He began to term in Zerus. Then, whatever it was, then he became a Mitzora. So that puts a stop. It's like stop the count to Naziris. But then while he's a Mitzora, he becomes a Tamei Mei. Does it cancel the days or not? So Nitma b'mei Tzara'ato. So here we see a similar machlok there. The Yochanan Amar Soter. Yochanan says, yeah. And it was there's only one term here, but it says, Yochanan says, yeah, it that's it. Everything goes down the tubes. Reish Lak Shemar Eino Soter. Yochanan Amar Soter. So, he's in the middle of his term of Naziris. We understand it's a Mitzora, but now he came and said, mate, that's going down the tubes. Rishlak Shemar Inosoter. Rishlak says, no, it's not Soter. Once he's in the Mitzorah, so he's in a different zone. He's in the Mitzorah zone. And now when he's to be made, that does not impact his Nazirus because he was in this other zone, the Mitzorah zone. So now the Gemara says, with Tzricha, the Gemara wants to know why it was necessary to teach both Machlok code between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Again, just to refresh our recollection, the first Machlok it was he had two terms in Nazirus, and then he began one term. Then in the middle of that term, he began a different term. Then it became to be made in the middle of that second term. So that second term, the days go by the wayside. But what about the first days? So Rabbi Yochanan says everything is going down the tubes. Right, the first case. And Reish Lakish says, no, there's separate time zones. Then the second case is he became just one Nazirus, and he became a Tzora during the Nazirus, and then he became a Tmei Mei. So does that impact the days? So Rabbi Yochanan says, he was in the Nazirus, it's gone. And Reish Lakish says, no, it's like Nazirus is Lachud, and Tzoras is Lachud. Correct. So the Gemara says, with Shrika, we need both. The Itmar Bahak Kamaita, if they would have only taught Machloket in the first case with the two terms of Nazirus, where the person became to be made, but he Amar Rabbi Yochanan Soter, I would say over there Rabbi Yochanan says everything goes down the tubes, Shem Nazirut Achati. It's all Lezel Bazach. In other words, he's Nazir, 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 it's all going the same flow, so it all rises and falls together. Abba Baha, but here where he was Nazir, and now you came with Sora, Imamoto Le Reish Lakish, the Nazir Lakud, with Surah Lakud. I would say that maybe Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Reish Lakish that Saras is such a different getter. He's like he's moving to a different zone when he's a Mitzorah, and now everything is hermetically sealed from the Zirus. We don't view him as a Nazir anymore when he's a Mitzorah. He is more Baha, and if he would only taught me the second case with the Tzarat, Baha Kama Reish Lakish. I'd say in this case, Reish Lakish says, yeah, they're both hermetically sealed, and what takes place during Saras does not impact in the Zirus. But in the first case, where he's got two terms in the Zirus, I say Reish Lakish agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, I need both. All right. The first case was where he was doing. Nitma Bime Beno. Right. So the first. That's right. He's doing it himself, then he did, then the son was born. Right. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did? Everybody good? Okay, I'm moving on. All right. Now, back in the Gemara. We're around 10 lines down on Yudalamud Beis. Now, Nitma B'yom Gidol Seyar. Now, let's say a person became a Tame B'yom Gidol Seyar. So Gidol Seyar means, let's say a person observes the term of Zerus for 30 days, but for some reason, during the 30 days, somebody cut his hair, whatever the case was. Somebody cut the Nazir's hair. So in order for him to do the concluding ceremony, he's got to have 30 days growth of hair. So somebody gave him a haircut in the 30 days. He can't, you know, do the concluding ceremonies. He's got to. So in other words, he's been observing the Nazir. He hasn't been drinking wine, hasn't been timing the Maitim. And then somebody cut his hair in the 30 days. So he now, let's say day 20, somebody cut his hair. So now he's got to do it on the 30 days of growth of hair before he can wrap up his Nazirus. Well, yeah, everything's going to have to continue on until he wraps up his Nazirus, until he brings the Korban, and everything's going to have to continue on. And no Mintam the Maitim. Or let's say they cut his hair 20 days down race, so he's got 10 days growth and he needs 20 days more. So let's say, though, now, Nitma Yom Gidol Seyar. Now, call it Yom Gidol Seyar, it could even be one day, but whatever the time is, let's say he became Tamei during that period of time, you know, so he observed the 30 days that he's supposed to, but the hair has to grow, but he became Tamei. So Rav Amar Eino Soter. So now Rav says if he became Tamei, it's not going to destroy his previous days. I feel Rabbi Yochanan the Amar Soter, even Rabbi Yochanan, it was Rabbi Yochanan before, said by the Mitzorah, so if he becomes Tamei Mate, everything's going down the tubes. So even according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says it's soter. That's where a person is taka in the middle of nazirut. Gidol Seyar mishlam nazirut. But Gidol Seyar is like after the completion of nazirut. So here he's saying differently than I said before. Here he's saying, in other words, again, he accepts upon himself a 30-day term of Nazirus. 20 days downrange, somebody cuts his hair. Then he continues to observe the Nazirus. He doesn't cut his hair. He's not Matam of the Maitim, and he's not drinking wine. For the next 10 days. Then, now he's got to grow his hair for 20 more days. During that 20-day period, if he's Matam in the Maitim, what impact does it have on his Nazirus? So the first opinion is, Rav says, it doesn't destroy his previous Nazirus. In other words, at the end of the day, he did 30 days of the Nazirus. He's got to grow the hair. And even, he says, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, who says if he became a Tamei Maid in the middle of, let's say, Saras, in the middle of your thing, everything goes down the tube. Yeah, but he was in the middle of the Nazirus. This is like beyond the, what do they call it in football? What's the end zone? In other words, he's already in the end zone, whatever. He says, Shmuel Amar, Soter, Shmuel says, no, the whole Nazirus is going by the wayside now. I feel Reish Lakish Amar ain't Soter. Even according to Reish Lakish, she says he became Tamei Maid during the time of Tzaraas in the middle, so everything is hermetically sealed. He says, Hatam, Shtei Nazirus. Over there, there's like two Nazirus, or you could say Reish Lakish in the first case, where he had the son and the father is the Nazirus, or the two Nazirus, but one for the son, one for the son. There's two Nazirus. Here we're talking about there's nothing that divides it up. Okay, so that's the machloka between Rav and Shmuel. Now, Amar Rav Chista, Rav Chista says, Hakol Modim, means Rav Chista is saying that both Rav and Shmuel, who have this machloka about a person becoming a Tamei Maid, after the term Gidol Sear, they both agree, Shim Hidash Sear B'dam, Ein Lo Takana, that if everything was going according to plan, he finishes Nazirus, and he's in a state of Tahara, and he's bringing the Korbanos to the base of Mikdash, and they do Zrikas Dam, and then at that point in time, he becomes Tame, that he has no Takana. So we think it means he'll never be able to get out of this Nazirus. In other words, we think right now that get out of the Nazirus, you have to bring the Korban out and you have to shave your head. And you have to shave your head in a state of Tahara. That all has to occur. So here, everything was going according to plan and he brought the Korban out, but before he could shave his head, he became a Tamei Maid. So now we think that he's saying that there's no Takana. You can't bring more Korban out anymore and he'll be stuck in this Nazirus forever. No, it wouldn't help him because this Nazirus he can never get out of. That would be a different Nazirus, okay? That's what we think he's saying. So we'll see in a minute. So we think that both Rav and Shmuel, who say earlier, they have machloket if it became Tamei during Gidol Sear, whether it destroys the Nazirus or not. So here, he completed the Nazirus and now he became Tamei, the Zeno Takana. So the Gemara says, "Alibi Daman." According to whom are they? Are you saying this, Rav Chista? Alibi Rav Lezer. Now the Tana Rav Lezer says, and we'll have this later on. Came with the Gemara to Glachat Ma'akevet. So the Tana Rav Lezer says that the shaving is Ma'akev. In other words, the person is Mechuyev in all the dinim of Nazir till he does the Tiglachat. But Toch Maloti V'Listor. So nevertheless, this is Tok Maloti Belistor. So he wants to say it should only, in other words, Inachinami needed Tiglachat, but if he became a Tamei Maid, he should observe it on 7 days to get Tahara. Now he'll be Tahor. And then, according to Tana Rav Lezer, even though he brought three Korbanot, he'll bring the other three Korbanot again and get out of it, according to Tana Rav Lezer. Again, the Gemara says if a person became Tamei after bringing the Korbanah before he shaved his head. So we thought the Gemara was saying that everybody, he's stuck, he can never get out of this Nazirus. We thought you can never get out of the Nazirus because you have to shave your head in a state of Tahara. And we thought that it has to be when you're doing the Korbanah, and we thought you can't bring another set of Korbanah. So the Gemara says, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, in Achinami, he's still stuck in his Nazirus till he shaves the head. But the Tana Reb Lezer will say that if he became Tamei, he'll wait a week, go through the apron with the Paraduma, get into a state of Tahara, and then he'll bring another three Korbanot, and then he'll shave his head. So he's not stuck. That's the question. So he says, he holds the tiklachim is ma'akev the whole zirus tok malodi balistor. So at the end of the day, he's still in a way in the middle of his nazirus balistor. The listor sounds like it should destroy the whole period of time, but it's not. It just means 1 week. He should have 1 week for do the tahara and be back online. So he's not stuck. So maybe Rav Chisda was saying within the sheet of the chachamim that he's stuck. Ha'amri tiklach lomakevet. But the chachamim say that cutting your hair is not ma'akev. In other words, you're not stuck in your nazirus if you were cutting the hair. In other words, you brought the korban out, you completed your nazirus, you didn't do everything so perfectly, but you're a free man. So who, according to who is Rav Chisda saying that you're stuck if you became tamei, you know, after the korban of the zrikas dam, before you cut the hair? So the Gemara says, the olam leaves the rabbanim. In Achinami, Rav Chisda was going within the sheep of the chachamim. Umani ein lo takana. We misunderstood what he meant when he said ein lo takana. We thought it meant he's stuck as a nazir forever. That's not what he meant. Ein lo takana mitzvah giluah. He has no takana for the mitzvah giluah. In other words, there's no way. He'll never be able to do the mitzvah giluah. But in Achinami, he's not a nazir. He'll be fine. Okay, that's what we're saying. Right, 100% correct. Right. Okay, everybody good? Okay, now with the last piece, and then that'll be it for today. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Nazir Shekalu Yamav. Now, let's say you have a Nazir who completed his term, but he hasn't yet brought the Korban out. Lo Kalatuma, if he's Metame B'meizid, he's Metame to a maid, he gets Malchot. Vino Lo Kalatiklachat B'lo Yain. But if he drinks wine, doesn't get Malchot. And if he cuts his hair, he doesn't get Malchot. So he's saying, everything amazes it. So if a person completes his term in his zeros, 30 days, assuming that's the term, and now at the end of the 30 days, according to Rabbi Chanina, if he is intentionally is mitami to a maid, he gets Malchot. But if he intentionally cuts his hair, or he intentionally drinks wine, he doesn't get Malchot. So the Gemara says, Maishna Tuma Dalaki, why does he still get Malchot for Tuma since he completed his term? So to Amar Krok, we may have Zirul Hashem, we wrote Yamim Shal Karmelo, Kimim Shal Tnimelo. So he darshans the Pesach, says, Kol Yamei Hazirul Hashem. As long as he's in the state of Naziros, Kol Yamei, all the days, he says, so he darshans it's the Rabot. It includes Yamim Shal Karmelo, the days after the completion of his term, just like the days are before his term. That's the way he darshans it. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's where you're going to darshan Sukkim, you're going to ask me a question. So then he should also be chay malchot for getting a haircut. The Ha'amar Rachmana, because the Torah says, Kol Yamei Neder Nizro, Tar Lo Yavor Al Rosho. It says, Kol Yamei Neder Nizro, call. Just like it said, Kol Yamei Hazir Lashem, it says, Kol Yamei Neder Nizro, so I'll darshan out, Lasot Yamim Shalach Harmalot, Yam Shalachimalot. I should darshan out that you get malchot for even getting the haircut after you completed the term. The two, in addition to which, we have another pasuk that has kol in it. Kol Yamei Nizro, Mikol Asher Ye'aseh Migefen HaYayin. So Kol Yamei Nizro, during all the days of his Nazirus, he can't drink wine, or he can't have anything that comes from the vine. He says, La'asot Yamim Shalach Harmalot, Yamim Shalach Malot. So we have a kash again now against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanin says, you only get Malkot after the completion of the term for Tuma, and not for Tiklach HaNapiyayin. And he said, based on the psukim, we don't understand the distinction. So the Gemara says the top line tip of Madalah, Rabbi Yosef Rukhanina is answering here. So Shani Hacha, the Amar Rachmana, so he says, what's different about Tiglacha, there's another pasuk. Shani Hacha, the Amar Rachmana, with Kimei Rosh Nizro, he says, this is Vechiyamut Malav Meit, Befeta Pitom, with Kimei Rosh Nizro. If a dead person dies on him suddenly near him, with Kimei Rosh Nizro, and his Betame, like his head, his hair, Nish Nizro Talui Lo Barosho. It's talking about a person whose only vestige of Nazirus is cutting the hair, meaning that Pasuk is addressing itself to a person such as this person who's completed his term and the only thing left is to cut his hair. And nevertheless, he's Timei Rosh Nizro. In other words, he's defiled his Nazirus. So he says, based on that Pasuk, he thinks that you get Malkot for cutting your hair, but not for the other things. So Meifei, the Gemara asks a kasha from the following brisa against Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina. The brisa says, Nazir shekalu yamav. If a Nazir completed his term, Asur l'galeach, he's not allowed to cut his hair yet. He says, l'shtot yayin, I want to drink wine, l'tami l'meitim, and to be metami from the dead people, means until he brings all the korbanot, that's what it means. He says, v'im gileach b'shata yayin, v'nitma l'meitim, if he intentionally cut his hair, or he drank wine, or he's metami l'meitim, erases sopeget arabayim. He gets malchot for any one of them. So Yosef Rukhanina said, only for the giluach. The Bryce says, mefurash, for all three you get gamalchot. So the Gemara says to Yufta, in Akinami, he's all up Yishlap. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Panina is up Yishlap. What's the problem? Okay, let's go slowly, okay? Okay, well, let's all focus. So Rabbi Yosef Panina says that if a Nazir has completed his term, but has not yet brought Korban out, and that he's intentionally, at that point in time, he's been tami to a mate, he gets malko. If he's been tami to a mate, he gets malko. He says, but he doesn't get malko for tiglachot or for wine. That's what it says. Okay, so the Gemara says, why does he only get malko for mimtalmeitim and not for the other two? So the Gemara says, because it's a pasuk, it says, all the days that he's a Nazir, he can't have contact. Call is the Rabot Yamim Shalachar Malot, Kamim Shalach Malot. Call. After he completes the term, he's still subject to the. Right, and until he brings the Korban. So then the Gemara says, yeah, okay, so fine, that's a nice Pasuk by the Beit, but by the Tiglachat and by the wine, we have similar Pasukim. So the Gemara says, you know what's different about the Beit is we have this other Pasuk on Tetba Munalik, where Yosef Rukhanina says, he says, if a dead person dies on him suddenly, as metame rosh nizro, he says, mishin nizro talu lo brosho. That's talking about a person, the only thing left is for him to cut, in other words, to go through the concluding rituals, is the only thing left, but metame rosh nizro. That's what he's saying. So the Torah is saying that the mate is going to metame him, in other words, it's going to mess up his whole naziris. So he says, therefore, he says, that's different than the other two. So then the Gemara says, yeah, but we have a Braisa. The Braisa is before us that they're all the same. You get Malkot for any one of them, even after the term. So the Gemara says, he's up Gishlach. The Braisa is not like him. Okay? All right. Now, time for a story, and then we'll get for today. All right. Now for a story. Everybody ready? Okay. In a certain Chassidic shtibel, the custom was not to say Takanun on the day of the Yortzeit of a great Sadi. Did you hear the story already? Okay, one attendant of the shul got upset at this practice. He complained, I just don't understand you. I think he means one attendee, not attendant. He means one attendee of the shul got upset at this practice. He complained, I just don't understand you. What source is there that a yortzeit is a joyous day that should exempt people from saying tachana? So he says, in Nazir Daf Yudal, we see that the day Moshe Rabbeinu died was the day that people made vows. Moshe Rabbeinu, the ultimate tzaddik, not only do we say Takanun on his yortzeit, but the day is a day of mourning. He says, why should other tzaddikim be different? The emphasis is, you know, Zayin Ador is Tanit Tzaddikim, but anyway, so he says like this. So the rabbi replied, you have asked a good question, so allow me to ask you one in return. Why is the day of Rashbi's yortzeit, which is Bar Yochai, a celebration when we don't say Takanun? So he's saying, yeah, you say, if the day that Tzaddik dies, it's such a yom you don't see Takanun. So why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu's day a day of joy? Since we see in the Gemara from Fakir, it's a day of sadness. So he says, well, what about the day Rosh Hashanah Yochai got his big yom kippur? Like Ba'omer. So the rabbi replied, you know, so this was the thing. So he says, the Dibrei Chaim of Stan explains that Moshe Rabbeinu's yortzeit says it's a day of mourning since he was barred from entering Eretz Israel despite his repeated requests. Since his entry would have meant the Beis HaMikdash would have been indestructible, his death is truly a terrible loss for all generations. Rosh Bar Yochai, on the other hand, did complete his mission in this world, so his yortzeit was a day of great rejoicing. We hold that other Hasidic masters who blazed the trail for us to follow today should also have similar status. The rabbi concluded gently, to be honest, I don't really understand your question. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal also says that when it happens with Hasidim, who have a tradition not to say Takanun to certain Tzaddikim, should follow the Tzibur's practice and say have a valid reason for refraining. Okay. What's the question? It says, B'chiyam made a lot of Feta Petom, right before those words, not quoted in the Gemara. the beginning of the pasuk, made a lot of at the pitom. Somebody dies next to the nazir suddenly, but he may rosh nizro. Then he's going to be metame his head. In other words, everything is going to be permished. So that's what it is. Okay, let me just